The silent black and white film by director D.W. Griffith, Birth of a Nation, holds a place in history as one of the most groundbreaking and one of the most racist movies ever made. While it was a big hit across the country when it was released in 1915, the film also had its critics. One of the biggest critics was right here in Boston. A locally made documentary now lays out efforts by that critic to ban the movie. In collaboration with Artery writer Aaron Trahan, WBUR's Andrea Shea has this report.
D.W. Griffith's Birth of a Nation was America's first epic blockbuster and the first feature to screen at the White House. The 1915 film's plot glorified the Ku Klux Klan in a reimagined post-Civil War America. Packs of white men wearing hoods thunder through Birth of a Nation on horseback, while white actors in blackface play lawless, violent, freed slaves. The new documentary Birth of a Movement explores Birth of a Nation through a modern lens.
But the film is about history writ large. It's about the Civil War and Reconstruction and the nation, the birth of a nation.
That's Harvard professor Vincent Brown.
It just so happens that the American nation has to be born out of white supremacy.
Birth of a Nation was and still is a pioneering cinematic work. Susan Gray co-directed the new documentary and says Griffith was a master at editing and visual storytelling.
He was taking all these techniques that were out there, putting them together, and making them come together in a way that was really emotional.
He used innovative camera work to capture landscapes and swarms of actors.
So people were putting themselves into this film, and then there were a lot of whites from the countryside just being bussed in, flocking to see it.
William Monroe Trotter, a radical civil rights leader, recognized Birth of a Nation's potential danger after its premiere in 1915. The documentary tells the story of his crusade to keep the film from screening in Boston. Trotter mobilized the African-American community to protest. In the documentary, he's played in reenactments by former NAACP Boston branch head Michael Curry.
Thousands risked their jobs and lives to march on downtown Boston and to get arrested and to challenge the release of that film.
He was a big deal in the early 1900s, not just in Boston, but nationally.
That's Dick Lehr, BU professor and author of the book the documentary is based on.
It's Trotter's book. You know, the movie and the protest become a vehicle to try to bring Trotter back from the dustbins of history and restore his place, because he really was at the forefront of what became a civil rights strategy.
Trotter grew up privileged in Hyde Park and was the first man of color to earn Phi Beta Kappa at Harvard, where he was a classmate of W.E.B. Du Bois. Trotter went on to found and edit the Boston Guardian, an independent African-American newspaper. And he helped create the Niagara Movement, which was the precursor to the NAACP. In 1914, he challenged President Woodrow Wilson at the White House for supporting segregation. A year later, Trotter would be waiting battle against Birth of a Nation.
Every performance, each new undeserved ignominy upon the Negro race. We think it should be stopped at once.
But the 1915 protest was not Trotter's first to keep the story told in Griffith's film out of Boston. The source material for the movie was a novel by Thomas Dixon titled The Klansman. The author adapted it into a play, and documentary director Susan Gray says in 1905, Trotter was successful in convincing then-Mayor Michael Curley to force it offstage in Boston.
Mayor Curley banned it. And then 10 years later, the film comes out, and there was this huge industry behind it, a lot of money, the president. And even though it's the same person being asked to ban it for all the same reasons, he didn't the second time, because now he was dealing with something that was economically too large and too important.
Trotter lost that fight against Birth of a Nation. It screened at the Tremont Theater, now the AMC Boston Common. Trotter and a crowd of African Americans amassed outside. They tried to get tickets, but black patrons were not allowed. Author Dick Lehr describes that night in the documentary.
Trotter demands a ticket. One of the officers in plain clothes, he sucker punches Trotter. Trotter placed under arrest and dragged out of the lobby.
protests continued for months, but ultimately, the country embraced Birth of a Nation. Documentary co-director Bester Cram says Trotter was right in predicting the film's power to influence popular opinion. It fueled a resurgence of the white supremacy movement.
You had basically a non-existent KKK organization that grew enormously.
Millions of Americans watched Griffith's film in the first few years, and he went down in history as the father of American cinema. Trotter's story, on the other hand.
A lot of black history in Boston is not on the front burner, so it's not surprising to me that his story is not one of the most frequently recited stories.
Barbara Lewis directs the William Monroe Trotter Institute at UMass Boston. Today, there's a Trotter school and a Trotter court in the city. While there's more awareness of the bigotry in Birth of a Nation these days, Lewis says she hopes this new documentary ends up in classrooms and beyond so the younger generation will learn about Trotter and this chapter of Boston history.
I hope it gets out into the mainstream and there's much more attention paid not only to Trotter himself, but to those times, to the role of film.
But Trotter did not give up his fight. In 1921, he and the NAACP won their lobby to get a revival screening of Birth of a Nation banned in Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.